Today we continue with lesson number 36 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We begin a new perek, the final perek, perek 12, and today we will learn the first and second Mishnah. So we're learning perek Shneimosor, perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. The Torah tells us a mitzvah. Ki yikore ken, this is in Chumash Devorim, Perik Chof Beis, Psukim Voven Zay. Ki yikore kan sipo lifonecho baderech. If you happen upon, by chance, you're walking in the road, in the woods, or wherever in the field, and you find a bird's nest. Bechol Eitz, on a tree, or al ha'oretz, or on the ground, Efrochim with chicks, baby birds, or beitzim, or eggs. V'yoheim rovetzes al ho efrochim al ha'beitzim. The mother is sitting upon the eggs or hovering over the chicks. Lo sikach ho'eim al ha'bonim. You may not take the mother away and leave the children behind, but rather, shaleach tishalach es ho'eim. You must send away the mother. And then the esabonim tikach loch. You can keep for yourself the afrochim or the beitzim. And the reward is quite great. Leman yitav lecho viharachto yomim. Things will be good for you and you will live long life, long days. This is the mitzvah of shiluach haken. The details of this mitzvah are described in this perek. So the Mishnah begins. Shiluach haken noheg ba'oretz uvechutz loretz. Doesn't matter whether you happen upon these birds in the Galil, or in Yerushalayim, or in Kansas. Doesn't matter. You're obligated in the mitzvah of shiluach haken. Bifnei abayis v'shelo bifnei abayis. And it applies both in the times of the Beis Hamikdash and, unfortunately, nowadays when there is no Beis Hamikdash. Bachulin. It applies to fowl, which are fowl, F-O-W-L, which are chulin, which are not korbonos. Avolo ba-mukdoshin. Doesn't apply to birds which are designated as korbonos. Or even designated as hegdish and not as korbonos. For example, if I had a chicken and I was makdish, this chicken obviously cannot become a korbon. And I said, I designated this chicken for Bedek HaBayis. I said, I'm donating this to the temple treasury. Let them sell the chicken, and with the money, let them repair the roof of one of the buildings in the Beis HaMikdash, or whatever. So the Gemara explains that the situation here is such. I had this bird. I was makdish the bird for Bedek HaBayis. Then the bird flew away, flew into the woods. I'm walking in the woods, and oh, look. Here's my bird, the bird that I designated to become Bedek HaBayis Hegdish. And behold, it's sitting upon some chicks now here in the woods. So if this bird had not been designated for Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, I would be obligated in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and have to send away the bird in order to take the Efrochim. But since it's Hegdish, no, I can take the bird with the chicks and give it all to the Gizbor, to the treasurer of Hegdish. Because the Pasuk says, Shaleach Tishalach Esoim, send away the mother. Meaning, in a situation where I have a mitzvah to send away the mother, then I have to send away the mother. But here, I don't have a mitzvah to send away the mother. I have a mitzvah to catch the mother and give it to the Gizbar, give it to the treasurer of Hegdish. Because even though it flew off into the woods, it's still Hegdish. So in such a case, I'm exempt from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, and I can take the bird, the Efrochim, etc., and give it all to the Gizbor of Hekdesh. The Mishnah continues. Chomer bechisui hadom meshiluach haken. There are ways in which the mitzvah of kisui hadam is stricter than the mitzvah of shiluach haken. How is that? Shekisui hadom noheg bechayu v'of. The mitzvah of covering the blood after the shechita applies to both a chaya, a deer, and to an oaf, a duck. Ba'mezumon uvisheino mezumon. And it applies to whether I catch the deer in the woods or whether I shech the cow which is in my barn. And it also applies to both a chicken which is, I'm sorry, the Kisui Hadam applies to both a chicken which is in my chicken coop, mizuman, prepared, ready, domesticated, and it also applies to she'eno mizuman, to the wild turkey that I happen upon and I catch in the woods. When I shech that, I'm obligated in Kisui Hadam. So Kisui Hadam replies to chaya v'hof and to mizuman and eno mizuman. V'shiluach haken eino noag elo ba'ov. Shiluach haken doesn't apply to deer. It only applies to fowl, to chickens and to ducks and to turkeys. V'eino noag elo b'she'eino mizuman. And it only applies to wild turkeys and wild chickens. Because the pasuk says, ki yikore, if you happen upon, you're walking in the woods, and oh, look up there, there's a duck and a nest. Then there's a mitzvah of shiluach haken. But if the turkey is, I'm raising turkeys in my backyard, my barnyard, I'm not obligated in the mitzvah shiluach haken. Ezeu she'eino mizuman. What's an example of a bird which is not mizuman, which is not at the ready, which is not domesticated? Kagon avozim betanagolim shekinenu bapardes. Suppose I had ducks and chickens, which were domestic. These are domesticated animals. They usually live in the backyard. But these particular were a little wild, and they flew away from my backyard, and they flew off somewhere, and then didn't come home. And you know what they did? They rested in some orchard someplace. An open orchard, not the enclosed barnyard. And the only way I could capture them is by, you know, getting a big net, and it's not so posher to catch them. It's not as easy as getting the chicken in the backyard. So that's called eino mizumanim, and in such a case, this chicken, even though for 2 weeks ago was sitting and not going anywhere but staying in my barnyard, now it flew off into the local park, and that's where I find it. Now I'm mechuyev in shiluach hakan. Avolim kinenu babayis, but suppose the birds made a nest right there in the barn, or on my house, in the backyard, in my hut outside my house, in the chveis, in some building within my property. V'chein yonei hardesios, and so too the doves or the pigeons, which are wild pigeons by nature, but they have been tamed or trained, and they're being raised domestically. They're called yonei hardesios, after the name of Hordes, King Herod, because he raised in his castle, in his palace, he raised such doves and such pigeons. In any case, these are domesticated animals, potu mishiluach, and therefore they're considered mizumanim, and one is not obligated in shiluach haken if one finds these yonei hadisos, or these chickens and ducks, etc., shekinundu babayis, you find them sitting upon their efrochim. There's no mitzvah of sending away the aim, because these are ofos mizumonim. Mishneh Beis continues and says, of tomei potem minashaleach. The mitzvah of shiluach hakan is only for kosher birds, ducks and turkeys, etc. However, a bird which is not an eagle, a hawk, etc., a crow, which are not not kosher birds, there you're exempt from shiluach. Exempt from the mitzvah of shiluach. Because the pasuk says, ki yikore kan tzipor. And that tzipor is a term used to designate an of tohor. So interestingly enough, there's all kinds of speculation about various birds. Pigeons, of course, are not an of tomei, they're an of tohor. So a pigeon sitting on its nest, a wild pigeon, you would be obligated in the mitzvah of shiluach haken. A sparrow, I understand, is also considered to be a kosher bird, and therefore you would be mechuyav in shiluach haken. A crow, etc., is surely not. A blackbird, but they call a blackbird, is surely not an of tohor, it's an of tomei, and your potor mila shaleach. Suppose you have a situation which occurs, of tomei rovets al beitzei of tohor. You have an owl, which is an of tomei, sitting upon chicken eggs, or v'tohor rovets al beitzei of tomei, or you have a chicken sitting on owl eggs. Potor milishalayach. So you're exempt from shiluach haken. The pasuk says kan sipor, meaning the mother must be tahora, kosher bird, and it says v'yes habonim tikach loch, and the eggs or a chicks you keep for yourself. And the Gemara darshans keep for yourself to eat thy scrambled eggs in the morning, but not l'chov alolik lavecha. But not if you can't eat it, you got to feed it to your dogs. Then there's no mitzvah of shiluach haken. There is a type of a bird called a korei. The Bartanura says that in Arabic this bird is known as a sunar, and in Laz, which is French or German, it's known as a paradis. I understand that it might be considered a stork, some other type of bird, but whatever bird it is, this is a bird where the male of the species sits upon the eggs, same as the female. So Rabbi Eliezer says, in such a situation, you're chayef in shiluach haken, because this father, male bird, this male korei, functions as a mother. So he is a mother, because he acts as a mother, right? He may be male, but he acts maternally. He sits on the eggs. So he qualifies as an aim, as a mother, and you have to do shiluach haken and send him away. The chachamim potrim. The chachamim say no. The pasuk says, shaleach teshalech es ha'aim, the mother is a female, velo es ha'av, the father is not a female. The father is not a mother. A father is a father, a mother is a mother. Nowadays, it's politically correct to say that I guess males can be mothers and females can be fathers, but the chachamim insists no. Aim, a mother, is only a female, and therefore this korei, zochor, this male, whatever he is exempt from shiluach haken. And so we have finished Mishneh Beis, and in the process have concluded lesson number 36.